Millions of American students lack access to the technology they need to succeed in a digital world. Verizon Innovative Learning has provided free technology, free internet access, and hands-on learning experiences to help give under-resourced students the education they deserve. And the results are nothing short of amazing. Students show improvements in math and reading, and they're more engaged in school. Verizon Innovative Learning has helped over 1 million kids to date, and they'll help 2 million more by 2021. Learn more at verizoninnovativelearning.com/WS1.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York, and it appears that there is no lack of Google news this week. Thursday, top lawmakers sent a stinging letter to Google over its handling of data vulnerability that affected hundreds of thousands of users of its Google Plus social media service. We'll get the latest details after these tech headlines. Walmart has struck deals with an old-school Hollywood studio and a next-generation interactive video startup. And it's all part of the drive by the world's largest retailer to become an entertainment hub. This week, Walmart reached an agreement with MGM for the studio to create original content exclusive to Vudu, the on-demand streaming service Walmart bought in 2010. Walmart aims to license video that targets its core middle and low-income shoppers in rural and suburban communities, a demographic it believes is underserved by current streaming services. Apple Music is about to get a little better with words. The number two music streaming service worldwide will now display lyrics drawn from popular online music encyclopedia, Genius. Under the same agreement, Apple Music also becomes the exclusive web player for Genius, in a deal that could help drive more subscribers to the service. Genius began as a site for hip-hop fans to provide annotations and interpretations of songs, but has become a trusted online resource for lyrics in numerous genres. Apple Music subscribers checking out lyrics on Genius's website or app are now able to play any song in full from the webpage. Fans who aren't subscribers will get a 30-second song preview and then a prompt to subscribe to listen in full. In other Apple news, it is swooping up engineers from a key supplier. The company is bringing in-house more than 300 engineers from Anglo-German firm Dialog Semiconductor, a key supplier of chips used to manage iPhone battery life. The journal says the talent acquisition comes as the performance of the processors Apple is designing for its iPhones are outpacing tech advances in batteries, and that the rate of the processor development has made preserving power more critical in the devices. The journal's Anthony Shevlin and Trip Mickle have more at WSJ.com. Coming up, the Senate letter that criticizes Google for its failure to disclose data vulnerability and what it means for the push towards regulation. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John Thune joined other lawmakers in saying they found it troubling that Google failed to disclose a data vulnerability affecting hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users. Here with the latest from Capitol Hill on what has proven to be an eventful week for Google is The Wall Street Journal's John D. McKinnon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
So you figure the timing. You know, you had Google's chief privacy officer testifying only recently, no word of the data leak. You figure a letter at this point's got to be pretty scathing.
That's right, and it was. Senate Commerce Committee leadership basically unloaded on Google for holding back so long such, you know, critical information.
And you write about how at the hearing this week, it was a bipartisan effort to really take down Google and hold it accountable for its latest. But is it enough to really change things at this point? I mean, we've been talking for weeks, months about the push towards regulation. Do you get a sense from Washington covering this all the time that things that the stakes have been raised?
You're certainly hearing more and more that, you know, Google is finding itself in the crosshairs and that regulation is really front of mind for a lot of leading lawmakers. I listened to a speech by Senator Mark Warner, who really was sounding the alarm bells and was particularly critical of Google as well.
Previous to this, Facebook was the big tech company really under the microscope, taking the hits about vulnerability. We've talked about how Facebook is open to working towards regulation. How can what kind of response do you think we can expect from Google with regards to any new rules about privacy down the road or how it's willing to comply with them?
Well, it's interesting. You know, a lot of the tech companies have done kind of a gradual about face on the whole question of regulation. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, kind of led that parade earlier this year when he testified a couple of times before Congress and basically said, you know, we're open to regulation as long as it's the right kind of regulation. And you've seen a lot of companies sort of follow suit since then. And Google, you know, was not certainly not at the head of the line, but they are starting to come around on the question of regulation as well. There's still a long, long way to go. And no one thinks that this is going to be a quick or easy effort, but it's interesting to see the industry at least generally saying that they are headed in the direction of regulation.
John D. McKinnon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. More details at WSJ.com or on the WSJ app. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.